Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today on the program, we're going to talk about Taste the Goodness, a new event coming up August 24th. I hope you will stick around for the interview to learn more about that. Renee Krantz will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this weekend. Michelle Slutton with the first and second reading. Deacon Roger Height with the gospel.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that, with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent servant, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely, and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Krantz.
Thanks to a partnership with Knights of Columbus Council 3640 from St. Thomas More Parish in Brookings, Option 1 Pregnancy Center has expanded its services to include ultrasound and has converted to a pregnancy help medical clinic. Converting to a pregnancy help medical clinic with free ultrasound increases Option 1 services to women, expanding the organization's mission and helping more pregnant women in need. Pope Francis has asked families to set aside time to pray both individually and together as a family. His prayer intention for the month of August invites people to pray that families, through their life of prayer and love, become more clearly schools of true human development. Focusing on the church's mission of evangelization, the Pope said the world needs families because they are true schools for the future, spaces of freedom, and centers of humanity. In 2018, the Knights of Columbus gave $185.7 million to charity and donated 76.7 million hours of hands-on service. The New Haven-based Catholic Fraternal Organization, which has a membership of more than 1.9 million, said the value of this work, combined with the year's monetary donations, brings the total value of the Knights charity to nearly $2.1 billion. With all the news a Catholic can use, I'm Renee Krantz with the Bishop Bulletin.
Those Knights were gathered last week in Minneapolis for their annual convention, so
I think that's where
that news came from. Thanks for the news, Renee. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Jan Fetrell from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota and Amanda Stid from the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. And you might say to yourself, now, why would these two ladies be at the microphone together? And it's because of Taste the Goodness, an event coming up August 24th. And it is produced by the Catholic Community Foundation and benefits the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. So there you have it. That's the story right there.
Glad to have
you both here.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. So, Jan, I'm going to start with you because I know this Taste the Goodness is an evolution,
in a sense,
of a previous event. So maybe talk us through that a little bit.
You bet. This will be the fifth year for our tasting event. And it was born back in 2015 as a part of the Legacy 125th celebration of the diocese. And we had such a great time and great experience that we decided to roll it forward and make it one of the Bishop's charity events. And so for the next 3 years, we did it at the Ramcota with the beneficiary being Broomtree. And this year, we've decided to move it to downtown Sioux Falls, move it outdoors, which will give us a lot of opportunity for different tasting experiences and then we partnered with the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House on the event.
Yeah, it's kind of a twist, I guess you'd say, for the Bishop Dudley House to have a partner like this. We're kind of the Dudley House is kind of used to doing its own fundraising, and yet, boy, the help is great, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. We've had such a great experience working with the Catholic Community Foundation, and especially Jan doing the events. We don't get an opportunity to do events like this, you know, big productions where we get to go downtown, we get to talk about what we do, we get to provide a little bit of a fun experience, because we just don't have the staff for it. And so having this opportunity to partner with another agency has just been amazing.
Yeah. I think it's a great point to say, you know, the focus of the staff is really on operating the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. The needs are so great that the time is short to do this sort of thing. So to be able to partner makes all the difference.
Definitely. We want to be good stewards of the funds that we bring in. And so, you know, we staff accordingly and, you know, we accept donations to try to offset costs. And, you know, part of that limits what we can do. So when we have, you know, partners like the Catholic Community Foundation come forward and say, hey, we want to help you, we are 100% on board.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And how did that come to be, Jane? How, you know, what's the decision making process that leads you to think, gosh, the Dudley House would be a great partner for an event like this?
It's because this is one of the Bishop's charity events, I guess it ultimately rests in Bishop Swain's hands. Mm-hmm. And it started with a conversation with Chad and the board and the rest of the staff of the Dudley House, and just decided, you know what, this is going to be a beautiful partnership.
It's August 24th. It's in downtown Sioux Falls in the Avera Gold Building parking lot.
Yes, it's the Avera Technology Building is its official name. Everybody refers to it as the Gold Building that you see on the horizon as you drive down 11th Street. And Avera's been wonderful to work with and another great partner for this event and in opening up their parking lot for us to utilize.
So what will people experience? Maybe we should just kind of describe what's it going to be like.
You bet. We're going to be under tents, and it's going to be a perfectly beautiful day.
And I see. Well, I hope you're right.
Maybe just a light breeze. And what people will experience are a large number of tasting opportunities. And by that, if you've never been to our beer and wine tasting event, the guests receive a very small tasting glass, and it truly is a taste. And so they can go to all of our different vendors of beverages, mm-hmm, and get a taste. And additionally, historically it's been the beers and wines and cheese that we've tasted. But for beverages, we've added coffee. And so far, we've got three great coffee vendors on board. And so they'll be able to taste coffees of different varieties, and we'll have sodas and that type of thing for beverages. And then for food, we're working with local restaurants and vendors to provide a wide variety of foods, again, a taste. And one really cool opportunity that's come to the forefront is we're actually going to have hogs roasted on site. And so people will get to actually, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, get to actually see how that works. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have pork sliders and, again, more than a taste, but you get a whole sandwich. And but there'll be coffees, like I said, and ice creams and desserts and just all kinds of varieties of foods and beverages.
I like the name Taste the Goodness, Amanda, because it suggests something more, doesn't it? It's to me, at least, it does. And when I think about the work that the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House does, that's part of what you're trying to do, isn't it? Is to bring more to someone's life that's somebody that's really struggling, and the Dudley House tries to do more.
Definitely. So as we were all sitting around and kind of thinking about the evolution of this event, you know, the name Taste the Goodness came up because it works for anyone, you know, whether it's the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House or any of the other great charities that are in town. It's a good thing. And mm-hmm, that's what we're going for here, is to taste the good food, hear the good news, celebrate the successes of the people at the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. You know, it's all good things.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. And so I think something to build upon too, isn't it?
Definitely.
Right, right.
I know it's not a brand new event, and yet it really kind of is a brand new event.
Exactly.
I can only imagine the challenges that, you know, that come with just the logistics and all of that. I know that can't be easy.
No, it's been an interesting process, and we've learned a lot from it, and next year will be a whole lot easier. But, you know, one of the things, Jerry, that I failed to mention earlier was the activities that we'll have going on, too. We're going to have a lot of games going on and live music this year, and we're excited that Good Road is partnering with us to provide music throughout the event, and we'll have special seating and, you know, area for guests just to take in Good Road. And we think that this is really going to be a cool additional element.
Well, that's goodness too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very.
Music, goodness.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Absolutely so. Let's talk about some of the mechanics. How do people go about participating? I know you're also still looking for volunteers, so we can talk about that stuff too.
Yeah, definitely. So we are looking for volunteers. To pull off an event like this, it takes about 400 volunteers.
That's just a staggering number.
It is a staggering number, but when you're thinking about the location, it being downtown, and all the things that we're trying to offer at this event, it makes total sense once you add it all up.
Sure.
So if you go on to Bishop Dudley Hospitality House's website at www.bdhh.org, there are several opportunities to sign up to volunteer. You can be a beer pourer, a wine pourer. You can help us with setup, teardown, with actually putting together the food tastes, you know, learning what the chef wants and putting that together. Sanitation, you know, somebody's got to take the trash out.
Mm-hmm.
And then people that are going to help with our silent auction. So if any of those things pique your interest, please go ahead, go to our website. You'll see all the different options there. And then if you wanted to purchase a ticket, same website. We make it nice, quick, and easy for you. And a fun thing, if you volunteer to participate, you actually get a discounted ticket. So if that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
And a really cool t-shirt.
Oh, yep, really cool t-shirt.
All right. Yeah. So you mentioned silent auction, too, and we haven't talked about that at all yet. I don't know which one of you wants to jump on
that. Sure will. You bet. If you're familiar with our event, the silent auction is back again this year. Just the same amazing sized auction. Tons of really cool things are coming in daily. And the cool thing is we'll have it available again via mobile bidding. So let's say you're out of town on August 24th and you cannot participate in this event yet. You would really like to support the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. You can go on, log on to our website and get the information to bid on any of the packages, and we'll make sure they get in your hands after the event's over.
So that will they be like on site?
Yes.
The night of too?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. I see. I begin to see the amount of setup that you're talking
yes.
about.
Yeah.
So all the food vendors, so all the beverage
400
vendors.
400 volunteers making sense.
Yeah,
now?
I'm yeah. starting to. I'm starting to get a feel for it, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be multitasking myself because I've already volunteered,
yeah.
And so I've used the site. I know exactly what you're talking about, Amanda. It is quite easy to do. To go on there and volunteer. And it's, there's part of community building, I think, that happens with some of these kinds of events as well, certainly among the volunteers. But if you get a sense that you're doing something good for the Dudley House, you're going to feel good about that.
Definitely. You know, we have a lot of people that come in to the Dudley House and volunteer, that do lunches, that sit at our front desk, that help us out with special events like this. And they're really thrilled to be doing something different getting out into the community and really being able to talk to people about what Bishop Dudley Hospitality House does. And hopefully people that maybe, weren't as aware of us beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that amazes me that that's still the case, that people don't know about the Dudley House or don't know the work that it does.
Or to the extent.
But I heard recently of somebody who's like, had a complete misconception about what the Bishop Dudley House, what the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House does and who it's serving. And after 5.5 years, I'm surprised that that's the case, but I guess it still is.
Well, you know, there's always people flooding into the community. We're growing at a pretty rapid rate. We're hoping that this event kind of helps to catch all of those people.
Mm-hmm.
But Bishop Dudley Hospitality House is a homeless shelter here in Sioux Falls. We have capacity for 80 men, 20 women, and then we have a secured area in the back that has 7 family rooms. We provide daytime and overnight shelter, so we're open 22 of 24 hours a day. During the day, we provide services such as, a warm or cool place to stay during the day, access to technology, so you can look for apartments, jobs, and actually get calls back, showers, laundry. We have a lunch service Monday through Friday. And then overnight, we work at really providing that safe, secure shelter from the elements.
Mm-hmm. And I know a place also for other entities, needs, ministries or services that guests might need. They also come in and use the offices, right?
Yep, definitely. So, our goal is to move someone from homelessness to self-sufficiency. And we can't do that alone. So one of the approaches that we take is to bring in other social services, other nonprofits, and actually give them space within the facility to work.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us really make those handoffs, those warm handoffs to agencies that are going to meet with our guests anyway. So bringing them into the building gets rid of that transportation issue, and it really helps us make those connections fast, so that way those transitions can really happen.
Mm-hmm. The goal, of course, is to help people, and I remember way back at the very beginning when the Bishop Tully House started, you know, people would ask, well, is this going to take care of the problem? Is this going to end homelessness in Sioux Falls? And the answer, of course, is no. It really isn't, because there will always be people who are in this condition, I think.
You know, Jerry, I would love to wake up tomorrow and not have a job.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only person that's going to say that comes
true,
in here.
Though.
But I would love to wake up tomorrow and not have a job, but that's just not the reality. So what we need to do is just to work together as a community to help the people that need help the most.
Yeah. And what a great opportunity this is to do that. And again, to draw more people in, to learn about it, to have some fun in the process. I think that's probably your main goal, isn't it,
Absolutely.
Chan?
Absolutely. Growing their awareness and, yes, have a great time. This has become even a multi-generational event, and where we had just great family camaraderie coming to the event. The one thing I do want to mention is this is a 21 and over event, mm-hmm. and so people are aware when they purchase their tickets. And we want to be responsible, and it's going to be wonderful. Would you agree, Amanda?
I would definitely agree. And, you know, fundraisers like this is how we continue to function. This is how we pay the bills. You know, we have a $1.2 million a year budget. And so having partners like the Catholic Community Foundation say, you know what, we know you need help and we're here to do it in such a fun, exciting way has just been such a blessing.
And I know for some, they might say, well, man, that sounds like a big number. But if you think about the fact that this is a facility that's open almost 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it takes a lot of staff.
You should see our electric bill, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. The electric bill and the heat bill and everything else, it all adds up.
Definitely. You know, we have staff on board, not only to run the facility, but to connect our guests with resources within the community, to work specifically with the families, you know, to ensure that we have a safe, secure environment. And so that does take quite a few people, quite a few shifts.
Yep.
And it's just such a great thing.
We're talking about Taste the Goodness, which is an event coming up August 24th. It's 5 to 9.
Correct.
And in downtown Sioux Falls at the Avera Technology Building in the parking lots of that building. Again, if you want tickets, you can go to bdhh.org. It's probably the easiest way to do that. And you can also volunteer at that. Jan, I know these things don't happen without the help of sponsors, too. And I know for all of the charity events that you're involved with, the sponsors are such key. And so is your committee. So I want you to say a little bit about both of those, if you would.
You bet. Let me start with the committee. I've been blessed with an amazing group of individuals that have stepped forward this year to help make this dream a reality. And a huge shout out to Melissa Howes, who is our overall chair. She's just really gone way above and beyond, and to ensure the success of this event. So thank you to all the volunteer, or to the committee members, if you're listening, and also our sponsors. It's not too late to get a sponsorship in if you're interested in sponsoring this event. I just took one over the phone just before I came up here. So, but a huge shout out to Avera and First Premier Bank and Bank Card, Creative Services, Ted and Bev Pins in particular, Ide Bailey, The Gas Stop, Holiday Gas Stations, Journey Group, and JJ's Wine and Spirits are our lead sponsors this year. And without their generosity, this dream could not become a reality. So thank you.
When you think about the event in your mind, and I know you both have had dreams and perhaps nightmares about this because of some of the challenges I know you've had, but when you sit back and you kind of dream about what you hope for this and from this, maybe both of you could take a shot at that.
Go ahead, Amanda.
our dream.
Yeah, what's your ultimate hope for an event like this?
Honestly,
and for this year.
My ultimate hope at this point is to just make sure that we get it done. But
understand.
But no, for it to just be a really great experience where people come out and they have a good time and they associate that good time with Bishop Dudley Hospitality House.
Yeah.
And they feel good coming to it. They know that the money went to a good cause to help their neighbors in the community. And that's really just, that's all I want. I just want people to come have a good time and feel like they did something good.
You know, and in the community of Sioux Falls, there are so many events going on all the time. And I kind of want to echo what Amanda just said, that to go to an event that really has a really great cause, I hope that's a tipping point in helping people to decide which event they're going to take in on Saturday, August 24th.
Yeah. Yeah, we know it's not the only game in town.
Right.
There's other
right.
stuff going on.
You bet.
But downtown is such a cool venue, too.
And
I know people really enjoy coming to downtown Sioux Falls. No, there's a lot to see. There's a lot to do. So you can come to this event from 5 to 9 and still have part of your evening to go explore the rest of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right.
Last minute stuff we ought to say.
Again, tickets available. We have a couple of ways you can get them, but the easiest is go to bdhh.org, or you can call 988-3765, and we'll hook you up with tickets or volunteer opportunities. And again, the volunteers, we really need volunteers, and so putting out kind of an SOS for that. And if you're a business owner or, HR director or whatever, and you're looking for a great company kind of opportunity, we just got a phone call from someone who registered 18 volunteers from their company who took a sign up. And it's like, yay, that's exactly what we want to see.
That's a great opportunity for a company to come and work together. So.
Definitely. And if you can't join us on August 24th, but you're interested in supporting the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House, you can go directly onto our website and make a monetary donation on there, or check out our website for our wish list. You know, not every donation has to be money. You guys bring in laundry, soap, or clothes, or anything like that. You know, in the end, it cuts down on our costs and helps us. So anything that you guys can do, bdhh.org.
And one more, the silent auction, if they want to participate, but they are not at the event, what site do they go to for that?
They can go to that same site, and we'll have the information there.
For the bdhh.org. Yep. All right. Well, that's your source then for everything. Amanda and Jan, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck with the Taste of Goodness, August 24th. Once again, hope that you do get the opportunity to attend the Taste of the Goodness event. It's going to be fun. bdhh.org to get your tickets or to volunteer. That's our time for Catholic Views today. We'll be back next Sunday.